Okay. Something that's connected to this this subject of occultism and witchcraft is what I call spiritual house cleaning. I think that our people need to be taught that they need to cleanse their homes of anything that is forbidden by God and that is offensive to God according to the Word of God. We should not have any idols in our homes, any Buddhas, any little shrines dedicated to a saint or a virgin or to any particular idol. And if these things are in a home, I've learned that they can also cause fear and bad dreams and the inability to sleep and a lack of peace and children who are very troubled and ongoing sicknesses and terrible odors in the air and a heaviness that makes it hard to breathe. And sometimes these things can be caused by generational curses or witchcraft curses, but sometimes it's something in our homes that has been forbidden, such as some form of idol or something dedicated to an idol. Ephesians 5 says that we are to find out what is acceptable to the Lord and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to expose them. And in Deuteronomy 7:26, which is written in the context of idolatry, it says, "You shall not bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it." So what should we do with those things? We should destroy them. My wife and I had a friend who was a widow who had three daughters, and when her children were little, someone gave them a Ouija board, and she didn't know the danger of this, and she allowed them to play with it, and they started getting messages on this Ouija board that were genuine messages. They contained secrets that nobody knew. And of course, it was demonic. The devil was sending these messages, and then this board started giving messages that were causing friction between these three girls. It was causing fights, arguments, and she realized this is not healthy. This is not good. So one night when she was at her home alone, the daughters were gone. They were teenagers. And she decided to burn this little Ouija board. And it was a cold winter night in Colorado, and she had a fire in the fireplace. And she put this little thin wooden board on the fire, and it started making, giving off moans and cries, and it gave off a real bright orange light. And it took 30 minutes for that little board to burn, and it gave off these sounds and these human cries all the time. And she said it just caused her terrible fear. She knew that it was something demonic, but she didn't understand. See, she should not have had that in her home. It should have been destroyed. Many times people have little idols in their home. I ministered to a very well-dressed lady at a church in Mexico City. And she said that there were problems in her home. There were sounds and noises, and she was having bad dreams and fears, and she didn't know what was going on. And so I started talking to her and asked her about anything in the way of witchcraft or idolatry. And she said, "Well," she said, "there were many little idols of little Aztec." You know, the Aztec Indians and the Mayan Indians, which were in Mexico centuries before the Mexicans, had a culture, civilization, and they worshipped idols. And there are many little artifacts, little idols that people have. And she said she had many of these little idols that were artifacts stored in the basement of her home. She said that her father-in-law was a professor of archaeology at the University of Mexico, and that he had collected these artifacts in his diggings, that they were very valuable, and that she was storing them for him, that she and her husband were storing them for him. She said, could that be causing the problem? And I said, it certainly could. The Holy Spirit brought this to her mind as we were praying. And I told her what the Bible taught about the idolatry and that we were to get rid of abominations. And she said, well, they don't belong to me. What can I do? And I said, well, you and your husband should contact your father-in-law and explain to him. She said, he won't understand. Well, even though he doesn't understand, you must tell him that these, you don't feel comfortable. You don't feel at peace having these in your home anymore. And let him decide what to do with them. You must get them out of your home. So we need to get any idols, any little shrines, anything dedicated to the devil, dedicated to an idol. And it's the same. The devil is the one behind idolatry. He simply uses these idols to hide behind. People many times are too wise to worship the devil or to become Satanists, and yet they will pray to an idol or have an idol in their home. And they really are having a representative of the devil in their home. We should be very protective of our children. There are many games that and books. The Harry Potter series is a worldwide phenomenon. And really, the whole subject is about witchcraft and teaching people how to enter into witchcraft in a supposedly playful, neutral way. Well, there's no such thing as a neutral way to be involved in something that God condemns in the Bible. You know, witchcraft and everything connected to it is demonic. It's forbidden. It's an abomination to God. And I've heard stories of children and teenagers who have become very interested in the subject of witchcraft and have gone deeper into witchcraft and have become entrapped by the devil because of these supposedly harmless books. So artifacts from Buddhist and Hindu and other religions, those things are offensive to God, and we need to teach our people to cleanse their homes. We should beware of art, Indian art, especially of idols and masks and snakes, books on Satanism or witchcraft or the New Age movement, books related to horoscopes and astrology. Beware of certain comic books and videos and games, because the devil is after our children. Beware of art with representation of snakes and dragons and bracelets of intertwined snakes. There was a doctor and his wife in my church in Colorado, and she became very disturbed by some ceramic dragons that she had gotten on a trip to Japan. And she said they were very valuable, but she had become very uneasy with them in her home and asked what to do with them. And I said, well, if she felt uneasy about them, she should get rid of them. And she didn't have the courage to do so. So I picked them up from her home and put them in a sack and smashed them with a hammer to get rid of them. Materials related to Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and the Unity Church and Freemasonry and good luck charms and amulets and fetishes and movies with occult or supernatural images or extreme violence and gore. I've ministered to people who have attended movies and have become filled with fear, and really they were demonized by some horror movie that they saw with demonic images. I don't think that we should be fanatics, and I don't believe it's being fanatical to encourage our people to cleanse their homes. But God spells out very clearly in the Word the things that we're to avoid. I have a friend who's a pastor. Their little daughter started having stomach problems. And this went on for weeks and months. And they went to doctors, doctor after doctor. They had prayer, but nothing. Every night she would have terrible stomach pains. And so the people in the church were praying about it. And one of the ladies who's in charge of the prayer ministry had a word from God one night. And she said, has she been wearing a little belt with dolls on the belt? And they said, yes. And she said, God showed me that. And see what had happened. Someone had given a present to this little girl of a belt that had dolls that slipped into the belt in special pouches or places in the belt that were fitted for these little dolls. Well, these dolls had been dedicated to the devil. This was witchcraft. Somebody hated this family because they were Christians. And in a roundabout way, they had a friend of theirs give this belt to their daughter, and it was dedicated to demons, and it caused the sickness until they forgave the woman that gave them the belt, and they destroyed the belt and renounced and broke these curses, and immediately the stomach problem stopped. There's another lady that I know here who was a missionary in Guatemala for 5 years. And she and the friends where she worked in a Christian school there started getting sick, and they prayed, and they finally, the Lord showed them that someone had come and given them cookies periodically, and that she had been putting curses on these cookies, and they broke these curses. They didn't take any more of the cookies. They forgave this lady, and their sicknesses stopped. I also learned from a man that I heard teaching. He's a pastor, and formerly he was deeply involved in drugs. He sold drugs in California, and he said he attended some sort of a get together with drug dealers, and the man that was the big man in charge of bringing in drugs and selling them, he was deeply involved in witchcraft, in Satanism. And he had people who were witches come in, and when he got a big shipment of drugs, he would have them place witchcraft curses over the cocaine and over the marijuana and over the other drugs that they got in before the drugs were sold. So not only were the clients, the people who were taking these drugs, taking something that was opening them up to demonization, but there had been a demonic curse placed on these drugs by these drug dealers. So they were getting a double a dose of witchcraft and demonization when they partook of these drugs. So we simply need to be aware that the devil has a scheme against people, and especially Christians, to destroy them, and to pray and to cleanse our homes and our person, not to wear jewelry or things. Sometimes people have inherited something that's demonic. We need to go through our homes and ask God to give us wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide us as we cleanse our homes, and to ask Him about any objects we have about which we're uncertain and think they may be contaminated, and get rid of them. Destroy them. Don't give them away. Don't leave them where someone else can find them. Destroy them. Burn them. Smash them. We also need to be careful when buying or renting a home, or when staying in a hotel or a motel room. I've heard many stories of people who have become spiritually contaminated because maybe the person who lived in that home before they bought it or rented it was practicing witchcraft or was selling drugs. I heard of a case where a family moved into a home, and their little three-year-old son started crying every night. He was just in deep depression and fear. And they later learned from their neighbors that the people that had lived in that home prior to them, their children had been taken away from them because they had been child abusers, and that those spirits were still in that home. See, spirits can take residence in a place. And we need to cleanse any home that we buy or that we rent or a motel room. We need to anoint it with oil and renounce any demonic spirits that have taken up residence. And cleanse that home. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill that home. In one case, a friend of mine and I, a friend who comes with me to Mexico to minister sometimes, he and I stayed in a certain room in a motel, and both of us woke up the next morning and said that we had terribly unclean, impure dreams. And we both had the same type of dreams. And so we realized that some immorality, perhaps prostitution or immorality, had taken place in that room. And so we cleansed that room spiritually. We asked the Lord to cleanse it. We anointed it with oil. And we didn't have any more problems of that sort. Parents should be very protective of their children. And if we have teenagers that have already started getting involved, for instance, in rock music with demonic posters, if they're young children, we need to get rid of them. If they're older children, we need to pray with them, to reason with them that these things are destructive. We should be very careful and protective that they not be involved in pornography. That, you know, a difficult thing in some homes is that, for instance, if the wife becomes a Christian and the husband is still involved in the practice of idolatrous religion, what does she do? She can't get rid of all the idols in the home without his agreeing. So what she can do is pray. She can reason with him, ask him kindly and gently, tell him the problem. If he absolutely refuses to get rid of those idols, then she's done what she could do. She's simply to put it in the hands of God and pray for protection. As long as we do what we can, God covers and protects us. Remember that Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego lived in the midst of a terribly idolatrous nation. They served that nation, and yet they were protected. They kept themselves pure in the midst of all that idolatry. So we can study that section and of Scripture in Daniel and be encouraged. Father, I just pray that you will give us wisdom to cleanse our homes, be free to rid our family of anything that would contaminate them and contaminate us. Give us wisdom to protect our children, Lord. Give us courage to stand against the devil, even when people don't understand and think that we're religious or fanatic. We just want to humbly, not to do it in some arrogant way and superior way, but to quietly and humbly cleanse our homes and cleanse our lives of things that are dedicated to the devil. We pray it in Jesus' name.